At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's the Peachtree Road Race.
Happy 4th of July.
It's Sam and Greg are there live.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This is that song to get Sam up out of his chair. It is Sam and Greg on this Independence Day morning in the heart of Midtown Peachtree Road Race. Good morning, Georgia! And happy again, Independence Day. Can't say happy 4th of July, Sam.
What?
People got a problem with that. That's not a holiday. I got schooled on that a while ago.
Yeah.
Saturday is not happy 4th of July, it's happy Independence Day. It's like, all right, okay.
We're happy for either one.
We're
just glad. We're happy for the day, right?
We're happy for the day.
We're happy to be here. We're happy that people can hear us.
Yes.
We're here in front of Colony Square as people make their way down Peachtree Street, participating in the great Atlanta Independence Day tradition of the AJC Peachtree Road Race.
And I apologize. I had the wrong headphones on a minute
ago.
Well, listen, we got Slim. We got Noel. Both of them got sparks coming off their knuckles trying to keep us on.
Yeah, they do.
So I want to apologize
again.
But they've got us on here. And
yeoman's work by both.
Yeah. Anyway, it is time to venture into Noelle's world, given this morning. I'm curious if she's going to incorporate some of that in what's on her mind.
She might have some firecrackers.
She got some other stuff.
But some Roman candles or something she's going to light.
Before we go any farther,
before
you say a word, we want to publicly say it again while you're on the air with us. Thank you for everything that you're doing to keep us going.
And now what we always expect to hear from Noelle to start our Independence Day. Noelle?
Okay, morning. How are we
doing? Hey, all right now.
I don't know if I want to use good this morning. Okay.
I don't blame her.
Marginal morning.
I ain't mad at her.
I won't say that bad. Marginal. It's just been a little funky. And speaking of funky, that actually leads me right into Noel's world, because we're not even in my world. We're in NBA Pistons Mikal Beasley's world, because his world sounds so insane. It feels fake. Please tell me y'all have heard some of this nonsense with Mikal Beasley.
The alleged tanking of games and shots, and you know, people making bets and margins moving, and
That's the tip of the iceberg, fellas.
I don't want to say too much before things have been confirmed, but
even going to talk about the investigation, because right now it is just a federal investigation, even though it is a federal investigation on prop bets and point shavings and all of that. But no, I want to talk about why we potentially got here and why his lifestyle before that might make this a bigger problem than it could be. This man is being sued by his apartment complex, his luxury apartment complex, because he has not paid his rent. Now, he is a member of the Detroit Pistons, correct?
Right.
Yeah.
It is very ironic who he owes. Y'all want to know who he owes?
Joe Dumars. No, who does he owe?
And we're going to skip the company and just go straight to the nitty-gritty of what matters. He owes Dan Gilbert. rent money.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So a player for the Pistons owed the owner of the Cavaliers rent money. How much did they say? Where are we at? They are suing him for $14,500. And then they filed another suit for another $7,500. He ran off on the dentist for $35K.
Whoa.
Yeah, and that's why I said this sounds fake. And he ran up $27,000, y'all, at the barber shop.
Whoa.
Well, see, now, that's a whole other episode of Oprah. We're talking about a different kind of person right now.
Because the
color of the sky in his world is different than everybody else's.
Oh, the color of the sky.
You talk about all of that.
Yeah, so it seems like this is a situation where just a combination of interesting decisions are just, these dominoes are just starting to fall. And that's why I say his lifestyle before this investigation might be a problem towards this investigation, because now it just looks like A plus B equals C. And I'm not saying that that's what happened. I'm not saying that we went out to try to beat Anthony Edwards in three pointers this season to pay off our barber. But what I'm saying is that somebody legally could probably make a case for just that, and that this might get really interesting and complicated.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going forward. Whoa. And Dan Gilbert wants his money, by the way.
I'm sure.
You, everything that you just said, you danced around not calling that person a name.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. I'm real good at that.
There's a movie. There's a movie, and I can't remember. It might be Ruthless People. Danny DeVito and some other folks in it. And the guy who was, I want to say the president in Independence Day was in that movie. And I think it doesn't really matter. But there's a scene in that movie where this character is trying to commit this crime, and the cops are like looking at him, and they look at each other at some point, and this dude had this Sonny Crockett sort of love, and he dressed like, you know, the old Miami Vice cop, and the cop looks down at him and says, this might actually be the stupidest person on the planet.
Oh my goodness.
And I was thinking about that as Noel was telling this story.
And
you know,
and that's why I'm telling this story, Greg, because it sounds so insane that it sounds fake. I'm like, there's no way these combination of decisions is all on one person. And a person that was set to sign like a 4-year, $60 million contract before June 29th. Like, I don't even know how do you get here? I guess is my whole point of telling this story.
How do you even get here? I don't know. But I tell you what, if you started this by saying, let me tell you about this college student, we might accept that.
Right.
If this was like a freshman in college, maybe even a sophomore, we could see some stuff like this happening that we shake our head and just go, oh, well, that's college students, right? But you're not talking about a college student.
No.
You're talking about an NBA veteran pretty much at this point. Just doing silly things. Just doing silly things. And to have an owner that's not even your owner sue you for money that you owe them is just absolutely wild on the list of issues that are here. And all of this is why Caris LeVert is no longer a Hawk. And that's been Noel's world, where I bring it full circle.
Wow. She went to New York by way of Phoenix on that one.
Yep.
They brought it home.
That's why Caris LeVert is now a Detroit Piston, and we couldn't resign him because Detroit has a Malik Beasley-shaped hole in their roster due to unpaid haircuts.
Among other things.
Listen, we're sitting here talking NBA. What other thoughts do you have about Hawks or anything else that's going on in this league you've heard from this past week? We got your interest.
I will say this. Twitter has been very comical about the shape of this Hawks team. And now I will refer to the Hawks as the DeBarge family.
Really?
Yeah.
That means we get to spot Janet Jackson at some point.
We'll watch and see. Let's see what happens next. And shout out to Alicia Gray for not only making the All-Star game and becoming the All-Star starter for the first time in her career, but she has won the Player of the Month for the Eastern Conference for the second time in a row. Never been done. So congratulations to Alicia Gray.
Neither of you guys got any thoughts on what the Knicks did this past week in bringing Mike Brown back?
Very interesting.
I thought about this, and I heard somebody else say this, and this is where my thoughts were going, but I had forgotten about this, and it was a great connection. The Mike Brown hire by the Knicks reminded a number of people who are old enough to remember when the Yankees brought Joe Torre back. And you look at their careers, one baseball, one basketball, of course, but they're somewhat similar in that they were, you know, thought of as very, very good coaches, but yet couldn't get across the finish line. In fact, Joe Torre had so many issues initially, they were calling him Clueless Joe. You remember that, Sam?
Right.
Joe Torre was known as Clueless Joe by the New York media. Well, we know what happened those few years after that. All right? So they are saying that this possibly could be that sort of situation with Mike Brown taking over with the Knicks. Do you think that's possible, Noel?
I think that's a bunch of Knicks hubris. I think it is possible, but like the English that they put it on, they're like, yeah, this is the moment. Yeah. But I like Mike Brown, though, as a coach. I really do. I like Mike Brown.
Yeah. I mean, and as a person, yeah, absolutely. Well, anyway, I just wanted to know if you guys had any thoughts on that. That was big news this past week. All right, we're heading into the 8 o'clock hour. And we have got Rick Limper joining us, and we got a special guest coming up next.
Of course, Coach Des Stigall is going to join us next, talk about minority baseball prospects, big event they have coming up as part of All-Star Week in Atlanta. That is coming up. You stay with us. It is Independence Day, and a happy Independence to each and every one of you and all of you running in the Peachtree Road Race. And we're here in front of Colony Square on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.